At 6, Mr. Frint comes on the PA and shouts, "Welcome to Joysticks!" Then he announces, "Shirts off!" We take off our flight jackets and fold them up. We take off our shirts and fold them up. Our scarves we leave on. Thomas Kirster's our beautiful boy. He's got long muscles and bright blue eyes. The minute his shirt comes off, two fat ladies hustle up the aisle and stick some money in his pants and ask, will he be their pilot? He says, sure. He brings their salads. He brings their soups. My phone rings, and the caller tells me to come see her in the Spitfire mock-up. Does she want me to be her pilot? I'm hoping. Inside the Spitfire is Margie, who says she's been diagnosed with chronic shyness syndrome, then hands me an Instamatic and offers me $10 for a close-up of Thomas's tush. Do I do it? Yes, I do. It could be worse. It is worse for Lloyd Betts. Lately, he's put on weight and his hair's gone thin. He doesn't get a call all shift and waits zero tables and winds up sitting on the P-51 wing, playing solitaire in a hunched-over position that gives him big gut rolls. I pilot 6 tables and make $40 in tips plus $5 an hour in salary. After closing, we sit on the floor for debriefing. "There are times," Mr. Frent says, "when one must move gracefully to the next station in life. One of our ranks must now leave us. No one is an island in terms of being thought cute forever, and so today we must say goodbye to our friend Lloyd. Lloyd, stand up so we can say goodbye to you." We give him a round of applause, and Frent gives him a farewell pin and the contents of his locker in a trash bag, and out he goes. Poor Lloyd. What a stressful workplace. The minute your cute rating drops, you're a goner. Guests rank us as knockout, honey pie, adequate, or stinker. Not that I'm complaining. At least I'm working. At least I'm not a stinker like Lloyd. I'm a solid honey pie adequate, heading home with $40 cash.